Jobs did not cede any real power to his board, but he did use its meetings to kick around ideas and think through strategies in confidence while he stood at a whiteboard and led freewheeling discussions. For 18 months, the directors discussed whether to move to an Intel architecture. We debated it, we asked a lot of questions, and finally we all decided it needed to be done, board member Art Levinson recalled. Paul Ottolini, who was then president and later became CEO of Intel, began huddling with Jobs. They had gotten to know each other when Jobs was struggling to keep Next alive, and as Ottolini later put it, his arrogance had been temporarily tempered. Ottolini has a calm and wry take on people, and he was amused rather than put off when he discovered, upon dealing with Jobs at Apple in the early 2000s, that his juices were going again, and he wasn't nearly as humble anymore. Intel had deals with other computer makers, and Jobs wanted a better price than they had. We had to find creative ways to bridge the numbers, said Ottolini. Most of the negotiating was done, as Jobs preferred, on long walks, sometimes on the trails up to the radio telescope known as the Dish above the Stanford campus. Jobs would start the walk by telling a story and explaining how he saw the history of computers evolving. By the end, he would be haggling over price.